Thank you for your interest in our poster, Prevalence of Non-Alcoholic Fatty Liver Disease and Non-Alcoholic Steatohepatitis and Patient Characteristics in a Large Managed Care Population. My name is Chioma Ozoigwe, and I am pleased to present this poster on behalf of my fellow authors. Non-Alcoholic Fatty Liver Disease, or NAFLD, is the most common chronic liver disease in the U.S. Non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, or NASH, is the progressive form of NAFLD. A 2023 systematic review estimated the prevalence rates of NAFLD and NASH in North America to be 31% and 5%, respectively. However, there is a paucity of data from real-world settings. This study aimed to estimate the annual prevalence rates of NAFLD and NASH from 2016 to 2020 and assess the demographic and clinical characteristics of patients diagnosed with NASH using real-world data from a large managed care population in the U.S. This observational study used healthcare claims data from the Healthcare Integrated Research Database to calculate the prevalence rates of NAFLD and NASH among patients with NAFLD and NASH diagnoses between January 1, 2016 and December 31, 2020. Demographic and clinical characteristics and associated medication use were assessed by subgroups and included patients aged 18 years and older with a NASH diagnosis. Figure 1 shows the annual prevalence rates of NAFLD and NASH from 2016 to 2020. The prevalence rate of NAFLD increased from 1.01% to 1.39%, and the prevalence rate of NASH increased from 0.10% to 0.15%. Baseline demographic and clinical characteristics are shown in tables 1 and 2. The cohort used to assess baseline characteristics included a total of 11,876 patients, composed of 10,205 and 1,671 patients with new and existing NASH diagnoses, respectively. More females than males were diagnosed with NASH across all subgroups, with proportions ranging from 52.0% to 63.2%. Across all subgroups, antihypertensives were the most prescribed medications, with proportions ranging from 50.9% to 81.9%. Figure 2 shows the top 5 chronic conditions identified among patients with NASH. These were hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea, and type 2 diabetes. This study demonstrated an increase in annual prevalence rates for NAFLD and NASH from 2016 to 2020. However, the rates calculated in this study are markedly lower than previously reported estimates in the U.S. These findings may also suggest that NAFLD and NASH are underdiagnosed in a real-world managed care population in the U.S. Therefore, there is a need for increased awareness of NASH as a serious, progressive metabolic liver disease that commonly exists together with other chronic disease states, such as hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea, and type 2 diabetes. Overall, these real-world results reiterate the need for early detection, diagnosis, and intervention to optimally manage patients with NAFLD and NASH. Thank you for your time and attention.